Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Daniels with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. I'm so delighted to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight by studying the Word of God. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion so we can open up. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer, and then we're going to go forward. Scripture reading coming from Psalms 80, Psalms number 80. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that dwellest between the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh. Stir up thy strength and come and save us. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy people? Thou feedest them with the bread of the tears, and givest them tears to drink in great measure. Thou makest us to a strife unto our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt. Thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it. Thou preparest a room before it, and didst cause it to take deep root in it, fill the land. The hills were covered with the shadow of it, and the bar thereof were like the goodly cedars. She sent out her boughs unto the sea, and her branches unto the river. Why hast thou then broken down her hedges, so that all they which pass by the way do pluck her? The boar out of the wood do waste it, and the wild beasts of the field do devour it. Turn, we beseech thee, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and behold, and visit this vine. I have read you from Psalms 80, from the first verse to the 14th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song now.
God is able. God is able, and He wants me. God is able. God. God is able.
Yes,
hallelujah. God is able. He won't fail. Tell me who makes mountains move out of my way. Who makes a miracle because of my faith? And when the doctor says no, who can still say yes? And when I'm in trouble, right there, help me. And every step, God is able. God is able. God is able, oh, and He won't fail. Tell me who will take a miss out of the little thing. Who can help out the roll back so that the sun can look at me? And who tell the wind to whip down from the tree that we love?
performing a vow or in a freewill offering or in your solemn feast to make a sweet savor unto the Lord of the herd or of the flock, then shall he that offer his offering unto the Lord bring a meat offering of a tenth deal of flour mingled with the fourth part of a hin of oil and the fourth part of a hin of wine for a drink offering shall thou prepare with the burnt offering or sacrifice for one lamb. Or for a ram thou shalt prepare for a meat offering two tenth deals of flour mingled with third part of hin of oil, and for a drink offering for thou shalt offer the third part of an hin of wine for a sweet savor unto the Lord. And when thou preparest a bullock for a burnt offering or for a sacrifice in performing a vow or a peace offering unto the Lord, then shall he bring with a bullock a meat offering of three tenths deal of flour mingled with half an hin of oil, and thou shalt bring forth a drink offering half an hin of wine for an offering made by fire of sweet savor unto the Lord. Thus shall it be done for one bullock or for one ram or for a lamb or a kid, according to the number of that, according to the number that ye shall prepare, so shall ye do to every one according to their number. All that are born of the country doeth these things after this manner. An offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord, and if a stranger sojourn with you, or whatsoever be among you in your generations, and will offer an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord, as ye do, so he shall do. One audience shall be both for you of the congregation and also for the stranger that sojourn with you, an audience forever in your generations, as ye are, so shall the stranger be before the Lord. One law and one manner shall be for you and for the stranger that sojourn with you. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye come into the land where I bring you, then it shall be that when ye eat up the bread of the land, ye shall offer up an heave offering unto the Lord. Ye shall offer up a cake of the first of your dough for an heave offering, as ye do the heave offering of the threshing floor, so shall ye heave it. Of the first of your dough ye shall give unto the Lord an heave offering in your generation. And if ye have erred and not observed all these commandments which the Lord hath spoken unto Moses, even as the Lord hath commanded you by the hands of Moses from the day of the Lord commanded Moses, and henceforth among your generation, then it shall be, if aught be committed by ignorance without the knowledge of the congregation, that all the congregation shall offer one young bullock for a burnt offering for a sweet savor unto the Lord with his meat offering and his drink offering according to the manner, and one kid of the goat for a sin offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for all the congregation of the children of Israel, and it shall be given them for it is ignorance. And they shall bring their offering, a sacrifice made by fire unto the Lord, and their sin offering before the Lord for their ignorance. And it shall be forgiven all the congregation of the children of Israel and the stranger that sojourn among them, seeing all the people were in ignorance. And if any soul sin through ignorance, then he shall bring a sheep goat of the first year of a sin offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for the soul that, and when he sinneth by ignorance before the Lord to make an atonement for him, and it shall be given him. Ye shall have one law for him that sinneth through ignorance, both for him that is born among the children of Israel, for the stranger that sojourn among them. But the soul that doeth aught presumptuously, whether he be born in the land or a stranger, the same reproach the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he hath despised the word of the Lord and hath broken him his commandment. That soul shall utterly be cut off. His iniquity shall be upon him. And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. And they that found him gathered sticks, brought him into Moses and Aaron and unto all the congregation. And they put him in ward, because it was not declared what should be done to him. And the Lord said unto Moses, the man shall be surely put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp. And all the congregation brought him without the camp and stoned him with stones, and he died as the Lord commanded Moses. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringes of the borders a ribbon of blue, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may put upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a horn, that ye may remember and do all my commandments and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. Amen.
Amen. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan and Abiram, sons of Eliab, and on the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men, and they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said unto them, ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord. And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face, and he spake unto Korah and unto all his company, saying, even tomorrow the Lord will show who are his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near unto him. Even him whom he hath chosen will he cause to come near unto him. This do, take your censer, Korah, and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense in them before the Lord tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom the Lord doth choose, he shall be holy. He takes too much upon you, ye sons and Levi. And Moses said unto Korah, hear, I pray you, ye sons of Levi, seemeth it but a small thing unto you that the God of Israel hath separated you from congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord, and to stand before the congregation to minister unto them. And he hath brought thee near to him, and all thy brethren, the sons of Levi, Wishi, and Siki, the priesthood also, for which cause both thou and all thy company are gathered together against the Lord. And what is Aaron that ye murmur against him? And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the son of Eliab, which said, we will not come up. It is a small thing that this has brought us up out of the land that floweth with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, except thou make thyself altogether a prince over us. Moreover, thou hast not brought us into a land that floweth with milk and honey, or given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Wilt thou put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. And Moses was very wroth, and said unto the Lord, respect not thou their offering. I have not taken one as from them, neither have I hurt one of them. And Moses said unto Korah, be thou and all thy company before the Lord, thou and they and Aaron, tomorrow, and take every man in his senses, and put incense in them. Bring ye before the Lord every man his censers, 250 censers, thou also and Aaron, each of you his censer. And they took every man his censer and put fire in them, and laid incense thereon, and stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation with Moses and Aaron. And Korah gathered all the congregation against them unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the congregation. And the Lord spake unto Moses and said, and the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, separate yourselves from among these congregations, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell upon their face and they said, O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and wilt thou be wroth with all the congregation? And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the congregation, saying, get you up about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And Moses rose up and went unto Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spake unto the congregation, saying, depart, I pray you, from the tents of those wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest ye be consumed in all their sins. So they get up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan and Abiram, on every side. And Dathan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of their tent, and their wives and their sons and their little children. And Moses said, hereby ye shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own mind. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord has not sent me. But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up with all that appertain unto them, and they go down and quick into the pit, then you shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking in these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, opened her mouth, and swallowed them up in their houses, and all the men that appertained unto Korah and all their goods. They and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from the congregation. and all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them. For they said, lest the earth swallow us up also. And there came out a fire from the Lord and consumed the 250 men that offered incense. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, that he take up the censer out of the burning and scatter thou the fire yonder, for they are hollow. The censers of these sinners against their own souls, let them make them broad plates for a covering of the altar, for they covered them before the Lord. Therefore they are hallowed, and they shall be a sign unto the children of Israel. And Eleazar the priest took the brazen censers wherewith they that were burnt had offered, and they were made broad plates for a covering of the altar, to be a memorial unto the children of Israel, that no stranger which is not of the seed of Aaron, come near the altar, come near to offer incense before the Lord, that he be not as Korah and as his company, as the Lord said to him by the hand of Moses. But the morrow, all the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, saying, ye have killed the people of the Lord. And it came to pass, when the congregation was gathered against Moses and against Aaron, that they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation, and behold, a cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. And Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of the congregation. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, get you up from among this congregation, that I may consume them as in a moment. And they fell upon their faces. And Moses said unto Aaron, take a censer and put fire therein from off the altar and put on incense and go quickly into the congregation and make an atonement for them. For there is breath gone out from the Lord. The plague is begun. And Aaron took as Moses commanded and ran into the midst of the congregation. And behold, the plague has begun among the people. And he put on incense and made an atonement for the people. And he stood between the dead and the living. And the plague was stayed. Now they that died in the plague were 14,700. Beside them that died about the matter of Korah. And Aaron returned unto Moses unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague was stayed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. These people messing with the Lord. They don't know who they messing with. My God. They better wake up and smell the coffee, I tell you. I don't see how they could keep going through the same stuff over and over again and talking about the man or, and the men of God. The people of God just don't understand. The first question, what happened to a man picking up sticks on a Sabbath day? What happened to him?
The man shall be surely put to death.
Mm-hmm. He was stoned to death for keeping the Sabbath holy, because he wasn't keeping it holy. It says, why were tassels attached to the Israelites' garments? Why was tassels? This is in verse, we in chapter 15, it's on verse 39.
It started 38.
Well, I guess.
Okay. It says, speak unto the children of Israel and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generation, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders of ribbon of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a whoring.
So it's really just to remind them to obey the commandments of God and not to follow their own heart. Because, you know, when you tell a person go after your own heart, hey, your heart might be telling you to do what shouldn't be done. People say follow your heart, but stop. Amen. So chapter 16. Who rebelled against Moses and Aaron? Who rebelled against them in chapter 16?
Is it Korah?
Dathan, Abiram, and 250 elders. That's verse 1 and 2. What did God initially want to do to the rebels? What did he want to do with them? Verse 21, he said, separate from among this congregation that I may consume them in a moment. What did Moses ask God to do? That's in verse 22. He said, and they fell upon their faces and said, O God, the God of the spirit of all flesh, shall one man sin? Will thou be wroth with all the congregation? So Moses was kind of praying and going before the Lord for the people. That's what he was doing. What did he finally do to him anyway?
He opened up the earth.
And swallowed them up. Now, let me tell you something. Ain't nowhere in the world. When I tell you God don't play, people ain't read their Bibles like they should have to know how God, when you start rebelling against the men and women of God, see what happens. He'll open up the earth and let it swallow you up alive. He ain't playing. Who did the children of Israel blame for the death of their brothers?
They blamed Moses.
And Aaron.
They've
been through all of this. They're seeing what God did to all of them, and they still talking against Moses and Aaron. What did God do about their complaining?
He put a plague on them.
He sent a plague and killed them. You just can't play with God. God ain't no play toy. And he says what he means, and he mean what he say. He ain't playing. I'm telling you, God don't play. I fear God. I fear God. How many people died in the plague? it says 14,700 died in that plague in verse 49. Yes, it did. Let me see. Yeah, 14,700. Mhm. When I tell you, this is when I tell you, God ain't playing. And then, okay, how was this stopped? That was almost the last. It wasn't the last verse, but you know how it was stopped because I think Moses told Aaron to go get a lamp or whatever, sister or whatever it was, and burn some incense and put some fire in it. It was like that.
It say, and the plague will stay. What do you mean it stopped?
Yeah. Yeah, it stopped. When it says fade, it means stop. But Aaron was standing between the 14,700 that was dead and the ones that were still living with that lamp. And when I tell you, that's how God works, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. We serve a true and faithful and living and loving God. But, honey, when his wrath get kindled and get angry, you finna get your block knocked off. He said you may get by, but you will not get away. And back then, God wasn't playing. He opened up the ground because they were speaking negative against Moses and Aaron, the men of God. God don't like that. He say, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. When I tell you, you better not. You better not. I'll be afraid. And when you doing stupid stuff out of ignorance, you know, it's just God is sometimes look over it, but he didn't stop winking at man's ignorance. He didn't stop it because he left us the word of God and the example from Jesus to live by, to go by. We can't keep on making those mistakes and think God is going to forgive us. God say, look, I'm sick of y'all. I'm telling the men and women of God what to say, the message to bring, and y'all talking about them and saying what you're going to do to them and all this bringing all this division in the congregation. God said, come on out here. I'm sick of y'all. I'm sick of you. So Moses, y'all better come from over there for y'all be down there too. Open up the whole earth and swallow them up and alive and put the earth back on top of them. When I tell you, I would have been repenting and everything else I could. But I don't even think that was helping. That's why he sent Aaron to bring them incense for a sweet, safer odor to God. Because you got to please God. I'm telling you, it's so important, even to today, even right now. You got to make sure you are pleasing God in everything you do and say. I say these things, and I know a lot of times we don't take it serious. But when you see it in black and white on the paper, you better take it serious to heart. When I tell you, we do all kind of stuff during our lifetime. And I have spoke against the man of God. I have, out of ignorance, when I was much younger, would never do it again. Never, ever. I repented and asked God to forgive me. Sure did. I spoke against a man of God. So I had to repent. Because, honey, when you don't repent, that closes up every heavenly door that God opens for you. And all kind of other things happen. And I didn't want that. But when I found out about touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm, I knew then you better run to God. you better repent, because God don't play. It may seem like nothing's going to happen, but, honey, when God whoop you, and I'd have been whooped by God, you remember it the rest of your life. It'll never leave, because can't help you but God. When God whoop you, I don't care how many lengths anybody run to the church house, ain't going to stop God from beating your butt, because the thing about it is, he said, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. He mean what he says, and he says what he means. Ain't no in between. He going to kill you or you going to live. Sent that plague out so quick on all of them. You know, it's something. We got to believe God, because I'm telling you, he do not play. He wasn't playing with them back then. When he told the children of Israel, when he told the Israelites, y'all going to die right here in this desert. Ain't nothing going to be left but the carcass of y'all, the skeletons, the bones. And your children are going to be the ones that go into the land of milk and honey. He ain't never lied. He told them, because they was going to die. They wasn't going in. So they getting ready, these children of Israel, they getting ready to go in, but he still happened to kill some of these men and women of God. I'm telling you. And then how Aaron and Miriam was talking about Moses, and God put leprosy over Miriam. He loved Miriam. Miriam loved God. But sometimes you can get some jealousy things in there. Sometimes your mind, you get off of focus and you start doing stupid stuff. And God said, look, so for you talking about my messenger Moses, I'm going to put this leprosy on you. And Aaron started pleading, and Moses did too. He said, no, she's going to have to keep this leprosy for at least 24 hours. So put her outside the camp. She going to have to learn that she can't speak against the man and woman of God. If he did Miriam like that, Aaron's sister, what you think they'll do for us? And then Aaron's sons that put up that strange fire, he killed them. He killed them. They fell down dead. That's why you can't play with God. If your heart ain't right, you better get it right. If your mind ain't right, you better get it right. You cannot play with God, because you won't know what you got, what kind of disease you got. You won't know, and the doctor won't know either. I don't see nothing wrong. I don't know where this come from, because God has put a disease on you that you ain't never heard of and nobody else has. It's right here in the Word of God. Right here in this Word of God. You got to be straight with God, I'm telling you. I'm warning you. This is a warning from the messenger of God. Anybody, you see it for yourself. You cannot talk against or mess with the man and woman of God, the messenger of God. You can't. Because God, when I say God, will judge us for every deed, good or bad, he do just that. Mm-hmm. Anybody else got any questions or anything to say about this? Because it's something. It's something. And just once we read on in these next few chapters, you're going to know what he did to Moses. God ain't caring who you are. He ain't playing. You got to be obedient, and you got to keep his commandments. You got to do what God say, because God going to do just what he going to do. Mm-hmm. He going to do it. I don't even want to talk about it, but I can say that Moses ain't going to the land flowing with milk and honey, because he ran his mouth when he should have shut up. So I ain't going to say no more than that, because it's coming up. If he ain't playing with Moses, what you think about us? God don't change. He don't change. He the same yesterday, today, and forever. He still will kick our butt today, yesterday, and forever. God don't play. We can forget if we want to. He didn't kill the man Now, much as I work on the Sabbath day, he didn't kill the man. They told him to stone him to death because he wasn't supposed to pick them sticks up on the Sabbath to keep it holy. See, we don't think it'll happen today. We won't know what kind of sickness or disease we got. We won't know it. You remember the man in Florida? The house was sitting over a sinkhole, and nobody fell in the hole but this one man, the brother, fell in a hole. His whole bed, his whole room went down in the sinkhole. The rest of the house did. Just think about stuff. We don't know from day to day. That's why we got to repent and ask God forgiveness for the things we do and the things we say, y'all. I'm telling you, because I'm telling y'all, because I'm going to do it. I might not think I've done nothing wrong, but I'm going to do it because God is still the same God, and he still do not play. God don't play. I'm telling you. We better get it together and get together soon. We got to repent. I'm doing it every chance I get. I'm repenting because I know it's things I think about. Not just the things that I do, but I'm thinking about doing premeditating stuff. Honey, when I tell you, oh, I'm going to tell them this. Oh, I'm going to say that. You better shut up and repent. Repent. And don't just lie just to be lying. Don't just lie to be a lie is a lie, but don't just lie, honey. I used to do that stuff, but I matured. I started eating meat. If it's somebody you don't want to talk to, tell them, look, I ain't got time right now. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Well, I'm just going to say, click. Don't, oh, we not here. She not here. He not here. The devil is a lie. Don't let him make you lie. If that's the case, don't answer. We got to know that those little bitty lies, they weigh as much as the great big lies. So you better, if you're going to lie, you better lie to keep your life or something like that. Somebody trying to carjack you, something, lie about that or whatever. Don't be sitting up here just lying because somebody called it and you don't want to talk to them. The devil is a lie. Mm-mm. We ain't doing that. We ain't playing his stupid game. Mm-mm. It behooves us to pay attention. It behooves us to look at this word and take it and do what it says. Don't play with the man or the woman of God. You can't talk on, especially when God then sent them to do something and you started going against them. So I was like, wait a minute. Let me just kill these niggas right now. Let me just kill them right now. Let me open up the ground. Come on over here, Aaron. Come on, Moses. Get out the way. Get out the way. I'm going to let all of these and 250 elders fall straight in the hole in the ground. And while they holler, forgive us, I'm going to turn the dirt over on. God don't play. I'm telling you, and the more I study, that's why I wanted to read the whole Bible. That's why I wanted to study the whole Bible, because there's so many things in this word that we not getting. And it's still things that if we started back from Genesis today or tomorrow, we've been to miss it. We got to keep on going. We got to keep on learning this word. When we know the word of God for ourselves, we don't know to do the right thing. And we're not perfect. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God. But when we willfully lying, willfully sinning, God frowns on that. I will not do it. If I don't want to talk to you, I'm just not going to answer. And if I make a mistake and pick it up, I'm going to say, I can't talk right now. See you later. Because it's a line that you have to draw and don't cross it. You got it. So this is the point. We cannot speak against the man and woman of God. What did he say? He said, in other words, he was saying, don't you touch them. Don't you do it. Let me give. They belong to me. I made them. So let me get them. Better when we whoop their butt. But if they get a whooping by God, that's what I'm telling people. Don't know, and they must have never got whooped and beat by God, because I'm telling you, he'll close every door. You won't be able to get a piece of bread. Won't be able to get a piece of bread. He'll close every door. I've had that. Even when I tried to help my children, my family, he said, no. They got to go through this. No. This is what we can't play with God. I'm just telling you. You know, and I know that we know that by now. And if we don't, this is the lesson right here that you need to know about God. God don't play. And we think just words in a book on a piece of paper. Try God and see. Try him. I dare you to try God. God does not play. I'm telling you. You can pay every bill in your house and still your lights and gas can get cut off. Things like that. God said, I'm going to allow it. Just to show them who I am. I'm your life. I'm your gas. I'm your water. I'm your piece of bread. I am everything to all me. Because without God, we can't have none of it. Even if we got the money, he allows us to work to get the money. I remember back here, and I ain't going to keep on going, but I remember back here, and I can't even really put it together. I was either looking at the computer or the television, probably was computer, and the lady was saying that she was an atheist and that she hated God. She didn't want no parts of him. And why God? She had 66 or 68 different diseases on her body. And it was some more ladies and a couple of men like that. They hated God. And God let these diseases take over their bodies. And so this black lady said she had to repent because she was so sick. Every day she was sick. She said she kept going to God until he forgave her. She repented in everything. And God took those diseases off of her. And when the other white lady that was an atheist, they all went to the same place and did whatever they do. And she asked her, how was she feeling and stuff? She said, I feel great. I repented. So the white lady repented, but somebody died before they could repent. I forgot. But these are the things that you can't do to God. These are just some of the things that he will not tolerate. If you don't believe in him and you hate him, I hate him. I love who he loves. Believe me. I don't care if he's my mom at the age. I love my mom. He took my daddy. He was 76 years old. I love my daddy. But I know that God loved them more. I ain't mad at him about nothing. I ain't saying nothing. That God made them my parents for me. And when they gone, they gone to God. So nothing to be mad at. Nothing to be upset over. It's what God does. God created everything, everybody and everything. So we have to know he's not going to hurt nobody. He's not going to do it. So we can't, over little things like that, we can't, even if they were bigger things. When they bigger things or little things, you You can't. Who you think you are? God made you. God, like my mama used to say, I brought you in, I'll take you out. God will take you right out of here with no problem. I created you, blew breath in your body. Now, I'm finna kill you right now. Finna kill you right now. Opening your mouth, doing this, doing that. So, it behooves us to keep God's commandments. Keep his commandments. And he said, turn out my anointing and do my prophets no harm. Don't talk about people, especially the men and women of God, because you won't know what's wrong. What's going on? Every time I try to do this, this happens. And every time I try to say this, I can't do it. And you won't know why. And then all of a sudden, it'll come to you. I've been running my mouth. I've been running my mouth. Mm-hmm. You can't do it. I remember a girl, I wanted to be a part of the ministry. I said, the only way you're going to be a part of this ministry, you have to fast and pray. She said she wasn't going to do it. So she stopped being on the radio broadcast. She wasn't a member anymore. Lo and behold, she came back. And she had some kind of disease. Believe me, she had some kind of disease. When I tell you, and she asked me to pray for her, and I prayed for the best that I could, because I know, you know, if she repented, God had forgiven her. Mm-hmm. So anyway, this was good. This was really, truly good. And I just thank God for this opportunity to study this word, because it's going to get even better, because God don't play. You don't think preachers and pastors have died, all of them ones that just had that COVID, I think it was 32 bishops in the Kojic denomination died, 32 of them. They had them all on one picture, all of them that died. Don't tell me what God will. And I heard of preachers preaching and sit down and fall dead. You better learn something today. You better learn something today. I'm telling you. You don't spare nobody. You better know it. Amen. So I'm getting ready to close out. Nobody else have anything to say. Father, I just thank you right now for each one that's under the sound of my voice. Lord, I ask you to cover them, God, in the shed blood of Jesus, and keep your angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, I ask you right now, God, and I thank you for opening up our understanding tonight. I thank you for your word, God. I just thank you for the man and woman of God on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just ask you right now, God, to just have mercy tonight on your people, God. A lot of us don't know, Lord, and we study and trying to find out. I ask you to forgive us tonight. I repent for every known and unknown sin I've committed against you in the name of Jesus. I just ask you to bless our going out and our coming in, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you tonight. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory, now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. We got to get right back into this on Thursday at very same time. God bless you. I love you. You all have a good night, and I will be on in the morning at 7 by the grace of God. Y'all pray for me. God bless you. Amen.
Love you.
Love you too. Good night.
Mm-hmm.